education and real-world knowledge about the voiceover industry. It's the VoiceOver Gurus Podcast.
Cool. All right. Welcome back to the VoiceOver Gurus Podcast. I am Linda Bruno. You all probably know at this point that I have a physical studio that students come to here on Long Island. And coincidentally enough, there is another voice talent that also has a training studio. And you're located in Nashville, Tennessee, I believe, is the
Yes, that's correct.
And that is Christy Bowen. So I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
This isn't like an unusual thing. I mean, how many voice talent do you know have like coaching studios?
I know two others.
Okay.
I guess there are four or five of us that actually have physical, you know, brick and mortar locations, as they are, you know, called.
Yeah.
So yeah, not very many. Not very many. It's a large leap of faith. It is.
Yes.
It's another mouth to feed, you know, because you're running two businesses.
Right.
You know, you're doing your own job as well as, you know, running a studio. So, yeah.
Yeah. So describe your studio first. Like multiple training rooms or what you got?
It's actually one large room. I have a whisper room recording booth in there. That's, you know, basically where I have people go into the booth and everything else. I rent out the studio whenever somebody comes to town or, you know, needs a demo recorded, whatever. So they're using the whisper room for that purposes. But yeah, it's just one very large room at this point. Looking to maybe upgrade in the future, but right now it works for my needs. It's in a building that I worked in for 11 years. It's a building called Film House. So there are lots of other film production companies in there.
Cool.
And yeah, it's nice. It's a nice community. And I've known the people for 20-something years. So
that's awesome.
It's kind of like going home again after having worked in the building for 11 years, then having 11 years off of not working in the building, and now I'm back. It's kind of weird.
Oh, that's
but
great.
It's great.
Like a family thing.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a nice location. And it's not too far from downtown Nashville, but it's very centrally located because we have just such a large area here in Middle Tennessee, as it's known. And so I get people from Kentucky. I get people from, you know, various parts of Tennessee to come and take classes and everything else. So it's a nice area. It's a work in progress still. I did change rooms within the building at one point and to a larger room that's working. But I feel like I'm outgrowing it already,
Wow.
So it's good. But yeah, it's one very large room with a whisper room booth and my desk for editing and doing things. And yeah.
Do you do your regular voiceover work there too?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay.
It depends. Yeah, it just depends on what time of day it is and what everything else. Like, I have classes mostly at nighttime.
Okay.
So I tend to go in later in the afternoon, you know, just so I don't have to get up first thing in the morning and spend 12 hours there. There are no windows. So.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my world. Yes.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, but I do. I do a lot there. And I have a matching microphone there as to what I have at home. So that way, you know,
Are you at home now?
I am at home at the moment.
You must
be. Yes.
Okay, because of the time that we're recording this.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I'm there most of the time. It's kind of nice to be able to go to the office, as it were, after 11 years of not. It's a nice feeling and having other people around you. And, you know, I have students throughout the day, you know, coming for private lessons and things and, you know, studio rental time. So I try to be there as much as possible. But, you know, there are days I time shift and I stay home for a while and then go in later.
Well, you have your own business. You have that luxury if you can work it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all do, you know?
Absolutely.
I know. I'm with you in that camp that I love being around people. Worked at home as well, like so many voice talent do. And for me, it's just I prefer to have the creative energy that I can bounce off of other people because it's a video production company here and audio editing booths and stuff. Yeah, so it's all that symbiotic relationship, you know, because videos are edited,
absolutely.
They need voices. And I've been like plus 20 years with these people.
Wow.
So same thing. Yeah. It's like they're my family. They come to my house. They come to my parties. And so it's not like going to work. It's like going to a great environment.
Yeah.
And then being able to cut it off. I mean, I did work from home on Monday, and that was a pain because I'm set up, but I'm not set up like this, you know?
Right.
So,
right. Absolutely.
But I do, same with you. I like being able to shut it off and go, all right, I'm going home. I'm not going to think about, you know, stuff. And I answer emails and things, but otherwise.
Yeah, you know. It's nice to have that separation. But it's also, there's something about walking into the office, you know, with that set of keys and walking in and being like, this is mine, you know?
Yeah.
And I have a fellow coach that actually worked at the company with me forever. Actually, I kind of worked with him more correctly speaking. And he coaches with me every now and then. And it's so funny because the first time he walked in, he's like, wow, you're like legit. He's like, look, you've got brochures and business cards and a sign and all this stuff. And it's just, he's like, wow.
And rent.
He just kind of turned around and looked at me and shook his head. He's like, wow. You know, so it was kind of, that felt like completely validating.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Because we're all just, you know, when you work at home and everything else and you don't have to be in a space other than your own home.
I know.
When you build something else, it's really, you know, it's kind of gratifying. It's stressful. But it's gratifying.
I thought about, like, what if I don't have the studio? I mean, I personally would not feel comfortable having people coming to my home.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, what do you do? You know, everything moves online, I guess. But then that's a bummer because I have students that like to physically be in a space.
Yeah, mine do too. And that's one of the reasons I started the meetup group here in Nashville. Well, I co-founded the meetup group, gosh, in 2012. And it had been going, you know, it still is. We had a meeting last night. But, you know, it's been going since 2012. And we would meet once a month in person. And, you know, we would get sometimes 20 and 30 people at our meetings.
Wow.
And that was because everybody wanted to meet each other and they wanted to hang out and they wanted to hear the information. And, you know, we wanted to get out and have our water cooler moments, you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And really be together. And, you know, then the pandemic hit and we went to all online. And it's slowly building back. From then, we had about 16 people in the meeting last night, which was great. But we also had a casting director come in and they wanted to hear all about the casting directors, you know. So that was really nice. But, you know, it's just really that being there physically is a thing. And the studio kind of sprang out of that because everybody, you know, knew who I was. And they're like, well, yeah, you do this full time. You've got a booth. You've got a facility. I need to record a demo or I need to source connect. And can I come over to your place? And I'm going, I got a kid. And I was like, I really don't want people in my house.
Right.
And, you know, I called up my insurance agent. I know this sounds crazy, but I called up my insurance agent and said, yeah, so if there's an implication to this, what do I do? She's
good.
Like, don't do it. I'm like, okay. But, you know, there was nothing in town. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I live in Nashville.
Right.
There are enough studios here. You can, you know, swing a dead rabbit and there's, you know, a studio. I mean, in my neighborhood, there are probably 10 or 12 that I don't even know about just because of the fact that everybody here has a studio.
But are they for,
but they're
like,
for music?
Yeah,
yes,
which is a very
for
big
music,
difference. Yeah.
Which is very different. And a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, yeah, a friend of mine who does music made my demo. And I'm like, yeah, I could tell. You know, it's just because, yes, they know certain things. They may have the equipment, but they don't have the right environment and they don't have the know-how for voiceover. They have
exactly.
the know-how for music and they're fantastic at it. But, you know, we had, you know, and there are several voiceover dedicated studios here in town. But they're busy, they're expensive, and, you know, people just needed a place that they felt a little more comfortable and friendly when they're starting out. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a working pro, you know, when they tell you it's $300 an hour, you're like, okay, you know, because I'm making, you know, $1,500 on that job, whatever, you know. But
right.
when you're starting out and you need a place to record a demo or you need a place to learn or you need a place to do a Source Connect session real quick, there really wasn't anything here in town that allowed that, you know, without significant expense to the, you know, the talent. So that's one of the reasons I built it was because I kept getting all these requests and, you know, friends who would come into town, you know, who are like, hey, I need a place to record real quick. What do you suggest? And they would call the studios and none of them would be available. So I was, and they're like, can we please come to your place? And I'm going, oh. And, you know, when that was first starting, I lived in the very far west side of Nashville and nobody wanted to go out there. Now I live far south in a town called Franklin. And so that's even further.
I went to Franklin Road Academy.
Oh, did you? Oh, yes. My goodness gracious. Yeah. So, yeah, you know. Yeah. So I live in Franklin, which is 20 something miles south.
I was 15, though, so it was a long, long, long time ago. But
yeah.
Right. So and I know Nashville has just boomed.
Like, it has.
It's insane from what I hear. And some people are like thinking it's really crowded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has grown. But, you know, so it just kind of made sense to put the studio kind of in a central location, you know, for everybody. And it draws a lot of people because it is so central, with the exception of traffic.
Right.
Our traffic here is worse than LA could ever hope to be.
Right.
We're not built for it. So, but yeah, I mean, it just, the studio itself came around because of that. And it started out slowly, and I thought about scrapping it many times. But it's now picking up and things are going well. You know, I'm
but that's the classic story, you know, because you're fulfilling a need.
Yeah.
You know, and that's same for us. We're pretty much the only professional studio that does voiceover on Long Island for people that don't want to head into the city.
Right.
You know, because it's a pain in the butt to take the train and then the cost and all of that. So people get very relieved when they're like, oh my gosh, you're right here in my backyard. And I'm like, So, you know, it is. You fill that need and you hope that you can help as many people as possible.
Absolutely. So, that's what it's about. I mean, I literally 30 seconds before we joined this call, I got a call from a guy saying, yeah, I found you guys and I really want to find out a little bit more about you. Do you have a few minutes? And I'm like, well, actually, I have about 30 seconds. Can I call you right back when I'm done? So, but yeah, it's nice to get those calls that people are like, hey, I found you and I want to know more about your classes. And, you know, it's very gratifying to know that it's working, you know, because it is a labor of love. Mm-hmm. It's a labor.
Yeah, I know. But you're getting face-to-face feedback, which is nice.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's to get great. That. So now, are you from Nashville?
No. I'm from all over the South. my mother is from East Tennessee. And I was born in North Carolina and grew up a lot in North Carolina and Texas and then back to Tennessee. But my mother lived here right when I graduated college. Well, while I was in college, I did an internship up here. I had an internship opportunity because my mom lived here in town. And then that company offered me a job once I graduated. So I moved up here and I moved, you know, I've lived a couple other places after that. Temporarily for a couple of years, but I've been in Nashville consistently since 1999. So I'm kind of, you know, old guard here.
This is,
you know, for those who weren't born here, it's like I've been here forever now compared to everybody else that's moving here.
So, gotcha. Well, that's a great market. And now, I mean, I'm sure you couldn't foresee how it was going to expand, but it's a great market to be in. So let me ask you, because I know with me and when I started out, the studio really started in like 2016 of accepting people. And I initially started with group classes and doing these classes that were like once a week for like 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I had a tough time getting commitment that people were like, I can't do all those 4 weeks. I can't do such and such. And I gave up on that, honestly, because I had trouble with it. I think I did one round of classes with a small group. And after that, I was like, it isn't worth my time. It isn't worth, you know, even. But how have you found that? Do you do group classes now?
Yeah, we do mostly group classes. Okay. I actually have and I do them. I have several different things that we offer, and I just, you know, kind of tailored it and changed it from when I started in 2021. But I have something called the weekly workouts, and they're 5 weeks in a row. And sometimes people have trouble making all 5 weeks, but I have a makeup once a quarter, you know, for anybody who missed a class. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the 5 weekly workouts, I do them in two different ways. I have the in-person, which is on a Monday night, and then I have the virtual, which is Thursday nights. And even some people from town, you know, do the virtual because, A, they don't want to fight Nashville traffic, and, you know, B, it just suits their schedule. The other thing is sometimes people, because I limit it to six people. It's only an hour and a half. It's 6:30 to 8 Central Time, and it's, you know, people, I only want to have six people, so everyone has adequate time in the booth and to get the feedback. Mm-hmm. So I limit it to six, and sometimes the people, you know, here in town sign up too late, and they're like, well, I'll just do the virtual. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So I have those two things that I do, and they rotate. You know, it's for 5 weeks. I take a week off, and then it just keeps going. And they're very popular, and people are constantly like, oh, that one's sold out. Darn, I'll wait till the next round. Mm-hmm. Because they're getting the, you know, practical you know, training in the booth if they're doing that on, you know, the in person. And so that's starting to really kind of build. And some people take it two times in a row because they just want to keep going with it.
Now, is it like maintenance for existing voice actors or people just starting out?
It's
How are
both.
You handling it?
Both. It's a little bit of both. It's mostly new people, but we do have some people that just want to have, you know, their skills refreshed, especially like the virtual version. Is sometimes, you know, people who just want some maintenance because they've already got a studio. So, you know, they're sitting in their studio and they join Zoom.
They want to get feedback.
So they still have their mic and everything else. They just kind of want that, you know, that feedback and just, you know, maybe new skills and techniques and just kind of have someone listen to them so they don't get into old habits. That the last round of virtual I did, I had three ladies in there, and one of them was a little newer, but she has been working for a little while, and then the other two have been doing this for a while. They're working pros, and they just were like, yeah, this has been great just to refresh and, you know, feed off each other. And so it was a small, there was only four of us, and, you know, with me included in there, and so it was just kind of a nice little kind of a sisterhood of let's do this together, you know?
Yeah,
it was kind
nice.
Of fun that it was actually, you know, that they were just the, you know, they were all women because I've never had a class with just all one, you know, sex or the other before, which it just, I could tailor the scripts that way a little bit more.
Right,
which
sure.
was kind of fun, you know? Mm-hmm. There were certain things, topics that was like, okay, let's delve into this, ladies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I want it to be that way all the time, but that one particular group was really fun. And then there are times I get people who are really, you know, everybody in the class is really, really new. And that's great because then everybody's starting on the equal footing, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get people who have had a lot of acting experience, and so their interpretation of the copy is a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that. And then there's, you know, the people who are new, you know, completely new and have never done anything in their life.
Right.
And you mention the word acting and they get nervous.
Right.
You know.
But we have to mention it.
Yeah.
Because it's a big
exactly.
part.
It's called voice acting. Yeah.
We keep our online workouts. We do online workouts on select Wednesday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep it to six people as well. Because I want everybody to get, they usually get in around three rounds. You know.
Us too.
And that way they feel like they're getting value for the time and the money that they're spending, you know.
But exactly. Yeah.
And I feel like it's good just for maintenance as well as introducing somebody new who might be nervous and not know. We're like, come on down, read some stuff. We're not going to bite.
Yeah,
you know?
We're going to just go over copy and copy points and different kinds. And we do different kinds of copy, too. It's not all commercial. I start out with commercial. I consider that the foundation of if you can interpret commercial copy, which is, you know, sometimes five lines. You know, trying to understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of the story and what the story is about within those five lines, that's what the skill is.
Right.
If you can, you know, once you do, you know, after that, corporate narration, e-learning, you know, any kind of other things, you know, even character work, animation, video games, you've got so much more copy, you know, to look at and
things to
understand
work with.
The development of your character and all that stuff. If you, you know, can do it in commercial, you can do it with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then we do corporate narration and sometimes we'll do telephony work or, you know, just anything to kind of introduce them to some of the different styles of voiceover and, you know, the way scripts are formatted and the way things might come to you and what they're asking for and the fact that even if it's an on-hold message or if it's a telephone system, you still have to know who your audience is and why you're talking to them. It's not just I'm going to read these words on the page. We don't read. We perform.
Right.
I don't talk about reading copy. I talk about performing copy. So that's what we talk about in those weekly workouts, and those are becoming very popular. The other class I have, which I'm very proud of, we're on the second round right now. You were talking about people can't commit to 4 weeks. Try 12.
Oh, my God.
It's a 12-week master class.
Wow.
It's every Wednesday night for 2 hours, and it is a master class. I have guest speakers come in. It is soup to nuts, A to Z, everything about voiceover. We don't do performance within that. You know, I talk about performance, and I talk about, you know, scripts and other things, but it's basically how to build a business, and it's called Career Path. And it's about building a career path.
So it's like a course? Like a structured course?
Yeah, structured course. I have,
That's great.
You know, I've written it all out and I've got all the, you know, information that I send them. They get a notebook with everything in it.
That's great.
I cover everything from, you know, basic editing techniques and studio setup and equipment.
Soup to nuts.
Yeah, it really is soup to nuts. And then it's mostly business stuff because, you know, that's 80% of what we do is business.
Right.
You know? Invoicing, marketing, you know, taxes, you know, all that kind of good stuff. We talk about all of those things, whether you're union or non-union, FICOR, what that means.
You need those 12 weeks. That's a lot of information.
It is. It's a huge amount of information. And everybody that's gone through the first course and the people who are in it now are just, you know, gaga over it. So I'm really proud of it. It was a labor of love.
Seriously.
Honestly, 12 weeks in a row is a lot of stuff. But it was just needed because people kept asking the same questions. They're like, okay, I've done this and I booked my first job. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, really?
I know.
Okay. You know, we talk about what it's like to do an online, you know, a directed session. You know, best practices for studio etiquette. If you go into a studio, do this, don't do that. You know,
right.
We talk about auditions.
Is the course online or is it in person?
It's both. It's a hybrid class.
Okay.
So mostly people from here in town come,
but take the class.
I have several people that, like right now, I have a lady from she's from Boston. The last time I did the class on the first round, I had a lady from New Jersey. So yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it's a hybrid class so that, and I always record the Zooms so that way, you know, people have it to refer to. And because within 12 weeks, somebody's going to be gone. They're going to be on vacation. They're going to be sick. They're going to whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and even within that, you know, if the weather's really bad or whatever, we'll just say everybody's on Zoom this week, you know, and that way I record it and everybody doesn't have to come in if, you know, it's snowing or icing here or whatever it does.
So I'm trying to think set up for physically, like in your studio, you have the people that are physically there sitting and they're watching something and then the Zoom is happening. Those people are chiming in on Zoom?
Yeah, I have a separate computer that has the Zoom on it, you know, for them. And but sometimes it's on the main. I have a big, you know, big screen.
Okay.
And I'll connect it up with that and have the camera.
This is a production, Christy.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit of a production. Yeah, it's not
That's
quite
great.
Right. I haven't tweaked it like I want to yet, but it's still a production and it's working. And,
let's be honest. How long did it take you to put together the information for the 12 weeks?
Oh gosh. Well. Okay, I'm going to give away my secret here. There were many days, like when the class was about to start, I had literally just finished printing the information because I had just written it like the hour before.
Fair,
so,
totally.
So the second round is so easy. The second round, I'm like, gosh, this is great. It's already written, you know. But no, I mean, it did take me a long time. I knew what classes I wanted to take and I had split it up. It was just gathering that information. And I would talk to some of my colleagues and stuff and say, hey, what do you think about this? And they would give me some feedback and tips and things. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about that. So, you know, I would incorporate that in and, you know, I built it over time. I mean, you know, I was constantly thinking about it, constantly adding stuff to it.
I wrote a book, right, that I use with my students when I teach.
Oh, great.
And it took 6 months. You know, and I'm not even going through all of the after, like you're handling a lot of the business. We really focus more on performance coaching.
Right.
But it still took me 6 months. And thank God I did part of it during COVID, you know, and I lived and breathed this book, you know.
Yeah.
You're telling me 12 weeks of all the information. I'm like, oh, my God, that is such an accomplishment.
Thank you. Yeah, it was it's a lot. And, you know, it's not completely comprehensive. I always tell everybody, hey, look, this is the 12 years of experience of my life of doing this, along with, you know, again, feedback and other information that I've learned from other friends and things in the business over the length of time. And, you know, anytime something comes up that I'm like, hey, you know, a friend of mine does this, I give all due credit. You know, it's like, hey, this is, you know, from a friend of mine mentioned this. This is how they do things or blah, blah, blah. And you know, because I don't steal things, you know. I didn't look at anybody else's course or curriculum. I did it all on my own. And I did that on purpose. I didn't want to look at anything else because I didn't want to be, because, you know, this is a very small business. And you don't want to, you know, capitalize off or, you know, cannibalize somebody else's work because it's not cool. That's that's stealing and called plagiarism. And I wasn't about to do that. You know, it's all kind of from my brain, but from experiences I've had or other people have had. And again, I credit, you know, where credit is due.
Sure.
And I do bring in different people to talk about stuff, you know, that I think is relevant. So that it's not all me and all coming from my perspective.
Yeah, that's
valuable. I'll
have
Mark Scott talk about marketing. I had Tom Deere come in and talk about, let's do a business plan. You know, this is what you know, and how to do a mission statement. Because, you know, they are so good at that.
Right.
They teach that all the time. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. Right. You know, those guys are the gurus in that within our industry. So that's who I have come in and talk about that stuff. I have a local studio owner who, you know, is an audio engineer and phenomenal guy. He comes in and talks about the equipment. And, you know, when people have questions about, you know, high pass filters and all that stuff, I'm like, talk to him. Talk to me.
I know. I don't claim to be a professional.
So, you know, I try to get the people that do that stuff, the professionals, to do that. So,
yeah. I know what I know, and I know what's worked for me over my career.
Right.
But, like, I'm not a big animation person. I'm not a big video game person. And I got a lot of people, especially young students, that are like, I want to do this. So I'm like, well, I can train you the basics, but then I got to send you to another studio. Because I'm not going to fake it and be like, oh, you know, I can. Plus, I wouldn't dare touch a demo on that. You know, I don't know how that should be produced.
Yeah,
you know?
Me either. And those are the things I tell everybody all the time in any of my classes. It's like, I'm going to give you some basic information. And if you are really passionate about a particular genre, and if I have no idea anything about it, I'm going to recommend at least two or three coaches to you. Because that's not my area. And I would never presume to make that my area and tell you here's how to do it if I haven't done it myself and I don't know what it is.
Exactly.
You know? So yeah, I'm constantly saying go learn from other people.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm giving you the empty toolbox and a couple of tools. Now it's your job to go get the other tools so you can build your business.
That's great. So I know you and I have a mutual friend in Kevin Kilpatrick who coaches with you.
Yes.
And so
absolutely.
With us, he's like he's focusing more with us for like narration and, you know, maybe some documentary and stuff because I am not a narration. I mean, I do it, but I, you know, to coach it is a different thing.
Yes.
You know, I know how to coach the things that I do a lot of, but so I'm really happy that he has agreed to do that because like the same thing, you find that other person who does something really well and they can share their, you know, their experience and their, and he's a great coach. He's such a great coach.
Oh yeah, he's a fantastic coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I, you know, I have several different coaches that, you know, specialize in different things.
Mm-hmm.
J. Rodney Turner is a prolific and wonderful audiobook narrator.
Mm.
And he coaches our audiobook class because
that's
what he does. I don't do audiobooks. I've done two in my life and
that was enough.
I said, I've done it, you know.
Not
if it was
favorite.
A very short nonfiction thing, I'd be like, yeah, sure, okay, I'd do that. But yeah, it's not my area that I want to specialize in. I love the people that do them and have many, many friends that do. And I respect the heck out of narrators of all different kinds of genres. There are just certain things that I know I'm fit for.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's, you know, but if there's a need and a lot of people are asking about it, there are plenty of people in town that I know that do those things. So I'm going to have them teach those courses, you know, if they're willing to, because I think you and I are very much the same on that you find the people that specialize in that to teach the students because you want to give them what it's right to give them if they're paying this money and coming to you. Because I know nothing about animation or video games.
Yeah, you know? No. I know it shreds your voice, but that's about it. So I'm always like, you really need to take care of your instrument.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
Like the same with technical, I know what I need to do to get my work done.
Mm-hmm.
And we use Pro Tools here at the studio. And I've used Pro Tools since the mid-90s. So it's like, I know the keyboard shortcuts. I'm not going to learn something new. I'm like an old horse here.
Yeah.
But I'm now actually started taking a course in Pro Tools to understand it. I know what to do, but I don't get it. Like, and I have students coming to me going, my input, you know, why do I not have levels? And I'm like, I want to be able to professionally tell somebody without having to drag Dave in every time, who then is the audio guy. But just to try to get a little bit, I'm certainly not going to become like Pro Tools certified, but I just want to know, you know, I just want to know.
Yeah.
And I always say, I know what to do, what I do, but beyond that, I can only give you so much advice. But yeah, it's the same kind of idea.
And, you know, it's nice and gratifying that people want to come to you because they're the first person they think of when it's and that's nice. And sometimes I find it frustrating for myself, not of them asking questions, but just like, gosh, I wish I had a better answer. But I always have an answer of, here's who can help you.
Even if
I can't answer it myself, I will find someone to help you or I will recommend someone to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do want to give them an answer.
Right.
But even if it's not me saying, yeah, I'll help you with that. I mean, I use Twisted Wave. It's simple. It's easy. I know how to make it work. You know, I don't need to do all the bells and whistles. You know, I have a couple of students who are using it and they've hired me for, you know, an hour consultation. They bring in their laptop and they're like, okay, can we sit and talk about this? Because I'm confused on X, Y, and Z. And like you, I don't know all the ins and outs. And at the end of the conversation, after I show them just enough, I'm like, now, here are two people that can help you. You know? I'm like, George the Tech and Uncle Roy. Call them. They've got tutorials online.
Go I have do a student, that. He came in yesterday because he's having so much trouble with Pro Tools. He keeps sending me audio files and like, he listens to the podcast. Hi, Miles. And his poor levels are so low. And he came in yesterday. I'm like, we have got to get your levels handled. Mm-hmm. And he's clicking around because he has a nephew who does music production. And so his nephew flew in from LA to try and set him up, gave him a template, which was very nice. But somehow kind of showed him some other things. And he opened up windows that I have never in my whole career ever touched. And he's like, well, what's that? And why is that? I go, no. You need to focus on this and this. Shut everything off. Don't think about it. It doesn't pertain to us. We're voice talent. Right. Unless you're going to mix, unless you're going to go into production. But stop. You don't need it. You don't need it. So it was just kind of funny, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I try to have my students start out with something, just the basics and the simple stuff, because they're going to be so scared about the tech anyway. It's a lot to have to do now. Mm-hmm. People used to not have to do this. They just had to have the acting and the skills and to go in and perform, and that was it. And they walked away. And, you know, that was the old way of doing things. But now we have to do all of it.
Yeah. And least the basics to be able to set ourselves up. And plus, if you're in the middle of a session and something technically goes wrong, you got to have a couple of things in your back pocket to attempt to try so you don't look like a fool.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a lot of pressure and a lot of, you know, work. And, you know, sometimes I get people coming to me that want to do this as a second career. So they're, you know, they're not young kids anymore that have grown up with tech all their life. And they're just like, oh, yeah, I could probably fix this in a second, you know, and don't have the fear of it as much. You know, they have a little more fear when it comes to the technical aspects of things. And so they're like, oh, my gosh, what if I hit the wrong button? And I'm like, you're not going to, you know, launch a rocket, so it's okay.
It's
you
not
know,
gonna explode.
But it is scary. There are things that happen technically, and we do have to have at least enough understanding to do what we need to do. And it can be overwhelming when you first start out.
If I was just starting out now, I would be completely overwhelmed.
I think I would be too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I try to tell people, let's simplify it, because also there's so much information out there and people start to get into these YouTube, you know, rabbit holes.
Rabbit holes.
And they're like, I watched a video on that. And then another guy did this. And I'm like, oh, it's almost like it's too many opinions and too much information.
Yeah.
You know, and so we just try to make it as simple as possible so people aren't freaking out.
Me too. I try to keep it, you know, very basic. You know, just enough, you know, give you, here's what you need. This is going to accomplish the mission. If you want to go further, here are the people that you can, you know, that we trust within our industry to say, you know, here's the information that works and pertains to our industry. Because again, you can go down, you know, YouTube rabbit holes that have stuff to do with other areas and, you know, ancillary and connected, but not quite us. And then you're going to get overwhelmed by everything.
Or so, they come to me like, I heard that we should do this with the studio and I should set up this type of, and I'm like, but who told you that? And why? Stop, you know, but I don't blame them. It's how it is.
Yeah. It also depends. I keep telling everybody, you know, I always do the caveat of what works for you in your space, in your life. I don't know what your house looks like. I don't know if you can afford to do, you know, a standalone booth. I don't know if you're using a closet. I don't know if you have six kids who are homeschooled. I don't know what your life is like. You know, I'm going to give you the best advice I can based on generic situations, but you have to then adapt for your world, because everybody's world is different. So it's hard to sit in a class with, you know, 12 people, let alone, you know, 6 or 12 people and say, okay, here's what everyone has to do. Mm-hmm. No, that's not how this works. Mm-hmm. You know, think about, and when I do my very first VoiceOver 101 class, which I do once a month, you know, that gets people in and kind of interested. It's a 3-hour class, and I do it 3 hours for a reason, to give them as much information as possible. Because at the end of that 3 hours, if they're like, oh yeah, I don't want to do all that, then they've only spent $99. They haven't, you know, invested hundreds and thousands of, you know, in stuff that they're like, yeah, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And every time I ask them, if you had to, you know, set up a recording area in your home right now, where would that be?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, I don't really have anywhere. I'm like, okay, that's a problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something to consider.
I have studio visits that come in, and free visits. Yeah, and I always say, let's ask a couple questions. First off, what's your regular job? What do you do for, do you have any financial support? Second, are you okay with technical aspects. Would you be open to that? Third, there's several questions. Are you cool with owning your own business? Because you're going to be a small business owner, you know? Mm-hmm. And fourth, do you have the space in your house or apartment to put in a booth? And mm-hmm. is it realistic? Or one of my students lives in Queens. He's never going to be able to put in, you know, it's like, it's just, he realizes that and he's going to have to move if he wants to do this. But all of yeah. those things have to be set or else mm-hmm. don't even bother doing this because yeah. you're just going to be hitting your head against a wall.
It is. I say the same thing to my students all the time. We kind of focus on, so the Tennessee state flag has a round, you know, it's round and then it has three stars in it. Well, here, I'll show you. Kind of looks like that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's got three stars. Well, I use those things as our pillars of, you know, business, technical, and performance. So I hit on all of those areas. You have to be able to perform, obviously, because you're never going right. to get hired mm-hmm. if the client doesn't think that you are, you know, the person to perform their script and their project. And then, of course, you have to, you know the technical. You have to be able to run your equipment and set it up and have a good studio sound and everything else. And then, of course, the most important to me, and I tell them all this, is the business side of this. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to run a business, invoice people, market, realize that you yeah. are constantly on and mm-hmm. have to know your elevator pitch and your why. And you have, like, as Tom Deere says, you have to know your why. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that you, why do you
why
want to
are
be
you
doing
this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it just because you think it'd be fun and you make silly voices when you read your books to your kids and they keep telling, or somebody tells you over
one.
And over again, you have a great voice. You should do radio.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, why don't you jump into radio, a sinking industry? Go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. But they think, well, radio, maybe I'll just do voiceover instead. And it's like, yeah, it has nothing to do with your voice.
Yeah.
I mean, it might make someone kind of go, oh, for 2 seconds, but mm-hmm. it's all the other stuff that it's about, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we talk about those three things all the time. Mm-hmm. And you're right. If you don't understand that you're going to be running your own business and having to take out your own taxes and paying your own health care and paying yeah. your, I mean, all yeah. that stuff that goes with it. And I tell them immediately in that VoiceOver 101 class that you know, getting family support and buy-in and, you know, and having whoever
right.
it is that's in your life, your important people, if they are going to be negative about this in any way, you're spending too much money, it's taking too much time. Yeah. You know, you don't have a good enough voice. What are you thinking? You can't run a business. You're not smart enough for that. Ugh. Whatever. Because I've had several people in my classes tell me that that's been said to them. Ugh. Like, if you don't have that backup,
right,
it's going to be a very hard road. And it's also going to probably cost you $10,000 to $15,000 to get started.
Yeah.
You know, between all the training and the equipment.
To do it properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to do it properly and demos. And, you know, it's like, but what other business can you start for $10,000 or $15,000? If
yeah.
you wanted to own a Jimmy John's franchise, you're good, what, a million or
right.
more? I mean, you know, you're going to have to go get a business loan. In this case, you may need to get a small business loan too, or figure it out from your own personal finances or talk to a family member or whatever. But you got to have the time and the money.
But it's the ultimate compliment to those of us that do this for a living because we mm-hmm. make it look easy.
Yeah.
And so people
we do.
Are like, oh. I could do that. And what do you
yeah.
do? Just read, you know? Oh, just tell me the website to find the jobs. And I'm like, okay, we have so much to discuss. But
yes,
yeah, no, I
know.
Do the same thing too. I put them
yeah.
through also a performance audition.
That's great.
Where I have them read something because
yeah.
my cutoff is if you can't let go with a script behind a microphone, I can't help you.
Yeah.
You know, or I send them to an acting school that I know
yeah.
of. We also do improv here at the studio. I do it like once
that's
a month,
great.
Which is
oh, that's
fun.
Great.
The funny part is it's all people that are not in voiceover, that they just want to like let their hair down and have a great time, which is really
oh,
fun.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's
it
fun.
It started as I want to, you know, add this value to my voiceover students.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be, it's really funny. We're doing one tomorrow night.
Oh, that's great.
But otherwise, I'm like, if you can't, if you're too buttoned up, if you're too in your head, if I tell you right now, I need you to read that like a crazed psycho killer and you can't turn it on because you're not comfortable mm-hmm. or you're feeling self-conscious, then maybe some acting classes would be good.
Yeah.
But that's usually my what do you call it, a threshold
yeah.
where I decide if someone can be coached or not, as
yeah.
opposed to, you've got a great voice. Come on, join my course, you know,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm going to take your money, even though I, you know, deep down don't even, you have a great voice, but that's not really the truth of
that's not
what it takes.
Yeah, whether you're going to make it in this business. Yeah.
Your studio sounds similar to ours, my mm-hmm. company, where it is very customized.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the person, right, mm-hmm. and where they're at, what the path in life that they've taken. Because mm-hmm. I get the same thing too. Second career folks, mm-hmm. Maybe their experience. One is a pharmacist. Maybe you should be doing medical. You know, it's like
exactly.
You cater it, or you have people that have certain talents already. That maybe mm-hmm. not in voiceover. And I have a gentleman that is coming Friday, and I gave him a piece of copy, and he broke down that thing like it was no. I've never had anybody be so good. I'm like, you're so good. He goes, oh yeah, I was a copywriter for 10 years. I'm like,
holy
okay.
cow. Yeah. Okay. He needs to teach a course.
Right. You know,
I'm like, well, what's the copywriter look like?
That's
look
why
at
you're
it?
Getting yeah. it. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. It sounds like you guys customize. You do that whole.
Yeah, I do. We're very intentional about, you know, I mean, I talked, again, that VoiceOver 101 class is one of the things I say, okay, what's your background? Why mm-hmm. are you here? What drew you to it? You know, is it because you play a lot of video games? Is it because people have told you all your life you should do it because your voice is good? Is it because you want to get out of the industry you're in and you used to do acting as a, you know, a kid or whatever, or, you know, in college, and you just want to get back to it, you know, what is it? So I get a little bit of everything. I get teachers who want to do audiobooks because they love teaching, they love learning, they love the characters. Mm. I'm like, that's perfect, you know. I've got several people we have a huge healthcare industry here in Nashville.
Oh.
And, you know, they're related to healthcare in some way. And so I'm like, okay, here are the people you need to talk to about medical narration. One lady is like, yeah, I want to get out of that. I said, yes, but this will help you build your business and get used to it and learn and, you know, make the money. And then you can branch out
mm-hmm.
or you can get out yeah. of that altogether. But use the skill you've got, mm-hmm. you know, and we talk about that. It's like, what do you already have? What do you already bring to the table? What mm-hmm. is it that you've got?
Exactly.
I've got lots of people who are in sales. I'm like, great. You're going to be great on the business side and, the, you know, marketing yourself. Mm-hmm. That's one skill set you've already got. Mark that off your list. Now let's work on the performance part. And there's a acting school in the same building we're in. And so we're
nice.
Constantly referring each other. And there's a new improv company that's actually down here in Franklin that we're in the process of, because they're new and, you know, we're newer. We're all trying to figure out how to make it all work and refer each other, you know, students to each other. Because
nice.
A lot of their improv and acting students want to do voiceover. And then a lot of my students need improv and acting mm-hmm. classes because they
right.
just need that. You're right. They need to loosen up, you know.
You need it.
They have different, you know, it's like, okay, get comfortable with this. Play. Mm-hmm. Have fun. I want you to get in there and just completely loosen up and have a great time right now. You know, just be silly with it.
I know.
You're right.
For
there
some
are a lot
people easier
just can't
said
be silly.
Than done. Yeah, it's they like, can't let go
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you have the same thing too, because I feel kind of like I run two separate businesses because I have my online folks, a lot of online people, and because I'm on Long Island, it's a very, you know, we're New York, tons of people here. Mm-hmm. I have a large physical. So, and those, the people that are here don't necessarily participate in anything online. So it's like two right. separate audiences, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so do you have
absolutely.
The same thing?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. And it's, you know, and sometimes my classes will be hybrid. Because mm-hmm. I'll get people from like East Tennessee in a VoiceOver 101 class that's zooming in, and then I'll have like two or three people that are actually physical here.
That's
you
cool.
know, and that's okay. But mm-hmm. you know, I like to try to do you know, offer as many opportunities as possible for people anywhere they want to, wherever they are,
right.
To be able to participate and find out who you know, and if they happen to be in a place that I'm like, okay, well, have you ever met so and so, or have you ever talked to so and so, or do you know about this you know group of people, and you know, find a group of people in your area that are also doing voiceover or are interested in voiceover, so you have some, you know, your tribe where you are,
right, exactly.
you know. Because mm-hmm. I like to make sure that people do feel connected, because this is a very solitary business once you get into it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean as you're going down the path of the journey of doing this that you have to be by yourself. And you shouldn't be. You
yeah,
know, that's the
exactly.
other thing I like about my, you know, the 6-person classes. Those people have gotten very close to each other sometimes. You know, there was one class that I did, and at the end of the second class, they were like, okay, who all's on Discord? And they huddled over in the corner,
that's
and they're
cool.
all like, okay, let's share our information with each other. And they all came in one day and did a vision board thing with each other.
Oh,
they
my
borrowed
gosh.
The studio to do vision boards. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just, you know, that made me prouder than anything else that had happened at the studio at that time.
That's
I was
cool.
like, these people are like becoming a group, and they're supporting each other, and they're mm-hmm. friends, and they go out for coffee, and they build vision boards together. I was like,
that's
yay!
So cool. Yeah.
You know, to me, that was the solid win. You know,
mm-hmm.
just that they're finding each other.
I have that with my improv group too. They get together and watch football games, and they all hang out. And but I have two separate things from my intro people. So online, my online audience, we have a course, basically an online course, the Guru Fundamentals, kind of similar to your 101 probably, that they take on their own, and then they can then do a lesson, two lessons, whatever. But my whole thing is, especially people that come to the studio, I find that after people take four lessons, they know if they want to do this or not. So, like, I don't lock anybody into anything long term. I say, for Long Island and for Tri-State area, you're my people. I give you the four pack at a discounted rate. You can get four lessons. I will teach you in person. And at the end of the four, we'll reassess, you know, is this something that you want to do? Because I'm not going to be, and I'm sure you're the same way, I'm not going to say $5,000, give me $5,000. I'm going to take you through all this stuff. And maybe it's not even for you. I mean, you know, and I get people that come with demos that they've gotten from places. And they're upset and they're like, I don't understand what to do. And I'm like, you weren't ready to make a demo in the first place.
No, if you, don't understand that, that's what bugs me the most is like, well, if you don't even understand what to do once you're you've got a demo.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not right. You know, you have to know all of it, not just the you have to be able to perform and you have to take direction, but you also have to know. What do you do to send out that demo? Who do you send it to? What are the best practices on that? How do you reach out to agents? What do you do? You know, sign up for a casting site, all that kind of stuff. Well, when you get auditions, how do you label them? Where do you say, you know, all that stuff.
I know.
What file format should it be? People are like, I don't even know how to do an audition. I'm like, okay, then that means you haven't been taught well. That's like somebody saying, okay, we're going to take a couple cooking classes and here's a set of professional chef's knives. Go now, be a Michelin five-star chef in this restaurant. You're like,
oh,
wait, what?
Okay.
I don't even know what a Michelin five-star is. You know,
my online, I have a masterclass membership, similar, probably not to your extensive 12-week, which is fantastic. and I have videos talking about different things. I don't touch marketing. I refer people. I'm not a marketing person.
Exactly.
But I have videos, same thing. And then I have like quick tip videos, you know, what to what if a client doesn't pay you? How should you follow up? Things like that. The little stuff.
Yes, the little stuff.
But online, the online crew, it's great because they can learn about the different topics that they want to. Here at the studio, it's so customized that it's like, okay, where do you want to go next? What are we going to do? But, you know, it's just you make it as valuable for the student as possible.
Absolutely.
At a decent price point, it's not going to kill people.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. I mean, I think our prices are very reasonable for our market. You know, I mean, there are people who will say, well, I just can't afford it right now. And sometimes, you know, for certain people that I've known for a long time, you know, I'll do payment plans of certain things just because it's like, yeah, I get it. You know, I can break that down. If you get paid weekly and everything else and you can afford, you know, just that little tiny bit, it doesn't cost me extra. It's just, you know, I'll
but as
send
long
an
as
invoice and.
My opinion is as long as you're of the understanding that this is an investment.
Yes.
So if you're having trouble, it depends on what stage they're at. If they're at the very beginning and having trouble with the first group of lessons, I'm like, why don't you focus on finances first? You know, because that's if you're already having trouble with that, there's going to be so much more expense, like you were saying, that you're going to have to take into consideration.
Yeah.
So your studio, Tennessee Voiceover Studios.
Correct.
TNBO Studios. Oh, what's
That's
the website?
Right. It is TN for Tennessee, voiceoverstudios.com.
Cool. So all you folks in the South and in Nashville and in Tennessee, and you're willing to travel, you can do some in-person lessons right here
absolutely.
With Christy. This has been great. I'm excited because you and I, finally, I get to talk to somebody that's in the same situation.
because it's a lot. It's extra. You know, I mean, you're already a working voice actor, and then you have the business on top of helping other people get into this business and training and you're running a studio and everything else. Yeah, it's double duty. Two businesses, but it's very gratifying and worth it. I
don't know why. I mean, well, I'll ask you why it is that you decided to do this. For me, it's because honestly, been doing this for 20 plus years. I'm sick and tired of auditioning and looking for work. That's my honest answer.
Yeah.
And I have regular clients. My passion now lies my true passion. I'm 53, you know, moving into next stage of life. Is seeing other people blossom, and especially because I have a group like six now of students on the spectrum or with anxiety disorders that come to me too. So it's very fulfilling, you know. So that's for me. Did you have a reason why you started it, or was it just because you were getting requests?
A little bit of both. I thought, you know, we needed a place here in town that people could come to and rent, you know, a booth and a place to record. I wanted to offer that because that was, you know, Nashville is such a destination city. And I had so many people were constantly, well, I'm in town. I need a place to record. And so that was a part of it. The other part was just that, I constantly had people asking me things and wanting me to teach classes and everything else. And, you know, constantly asking for private lessons. And there's only so many hours in a day and only so much time I have. So I thought, aha, maybe I need to do some more group classes. But, you know, obviously I'm not going to do that at home. And it just, I think I've always been a little bit of a teacher at heart. And, you know, I enjoy that.
Comes
I like
naturally for
giving,
you.
Giving people, you know, sharing the information that I've learned because I don't think there's anything that should be secret, you know,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
put it out there and say, hey, you know, and I built it and I was hoping they would come and they have. It took a little while and I thought about scrapping it a couple of times. But yeah, for me, this was just a way to offer what I saw missing in this town with a growing amount of people that are here, you know, with voiceover and what's going on in, you know, in our industry. So yeah, it was kind of a natural progression, I think, of my career. Because you're right, I don't like the struggle of the audition and the marketing as much. I have a lot of really great steady clients who are constantly keeping me busy on the, you know, my own voiceover business side,
right.
which is great. And I am truly blessed to have that. And I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody I know that I'm training is seeking.
Sure.
But then, you know, I enjoy the training part of this. I enjoy sharing and giving back and being, you know, helpful to the community at large and saying, hey, for those who need some updates and stuff and a place to record some things, great, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
If you are new and you're interested in learning about it, here I am. You know, either way, doors open either way.
Not to pat ourselves on the back, but I'm about to. The reason why we make great coaches is that we're not bitter and disgruntled from the business. We actually have success now, so we're like passionate about it still. And as opposed to, well, I couldn't make it, so I'm going to teach somebody else how to do it, you know?
Exactly. Because, I mean, I know people have that terrible saying of those who can't do, teach.
Right.
And I don't think that's completely true all the time. I mean, you know, there are a lot of us who are very, very passionate about this that teach because we just get asked to help out. And at some point, you're like, you either embrace that or you have to, it's all or nothing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of half teaching and it was like, okay, I don't know if I can keep teaching the same exact thing over and over and over again to all these different people. Let me do group classes and do it all at once. And it was just a lot easier.
Makes sense.
You know?
Finding a solution, you know?
Yeah, found a solution.
I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful chatting with you, fellow studio owner and fellow coach.
I know.
You know,
I feel we're kindred spirits here. Kindred spirits with it.
Absolutely.
But we've got your information. I'm going to pop everything in the notes anyway.
Great.
What's your personal website? What's your voiceover website?
It's Christy, Christi, Bowen, BOWEN.com.
Awesome. People can check out your stuff. I think you're big on e-learning, right? I mean,
yes. Well, yeah.
You've done a lot of e-learning.
It kind of became a thing, and I don't know why. I know there are a lot of people who do way more e-learning than me. But anyway, yeah, I do a lot of e-learning. I coach on it. I like e-learning a lot. I have, you know, several steady clients. I do e-learning pretty much almost every day, at least every week.
Wow.
I'm doing two or three jobs, you know. And so that's, you know, that's a staple for me. But I also do a lot of telephone systems, and I love doing political commercials, and I do a lot of that, and automotive. I love all those things very, very much.
I love automotive, too.
So,
awesome. Thank you again. And
Thank you for having me. Wrapping
up another episode of the VoiceOver Gurus podcast, and make sure you head over to our website, voiceover.guru. You get information. You can reach out to us, info@voiceover.guru as well. Any questions on stuff? And you know what? Join our circle group because everybody's digging that too. Everyone have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to the VoiceOver Gurus podcast. Real talk about the voiceover industry. Learn more about us and get coaching at voiceover.guru.